WTW News time. It's approaching 8:06 and it's 80 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. A house fire early this morning on Eagle Avenue across from Creekview Elementary leaves one dead. College Station fire crews responded before 5:30 and had the fire under control shortly after 6. The deceased, whose identity is being withheld until next of kin are notified, was found on the second floor during a search of the home. No other injuries were reported. The cause is unknown but under investigation. A three-vehicle crash on the freeway in College Station Wednesday afternoon resulted in one life-threatening injury and police diverting traffic for 4 hours. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was in front of Christ United Methodist Church in the northbound lanes between Fitch and Barron. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger.
They are having to do some pretty extensive measurement because we need to have that information to be able to do a full reconstruction. As soon as we have further information on the roadway opening back up, or if we have to have any further road closures for follow-up investigation, we'll be letting everybody know.
The driver of a pickup was hospitalized after he was removed from the cab. Flieger says the truck clipped an SUV, then struck a semi-trailer that had slowed down. The trucker and four people inside the SUV were not injured. It's the second major wreck on the freeway in as many days, following the driver of a lumber truck who was also hospitalized after leaving the roadway and striking a tree between University and Briarcrest. Two oil storage tank explosions in Robertson County resulted in one life-threatening injury. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says multiple agencies responded to an area north of New Baden off Rabe Cutoff Road where several people were working.
Both fires have been contained. They're contained to the berms that they're located in.
The victim was flown to Herman Hospital in Houston. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's not likely that illegal immigrant children will be housed at the former Army Reserve Center.
If you look at the facilities that are going to be inspected by the Border Patrol and HHS personnel, it would take several hundred thousand dollars, if not millions of dollars, to make those facilities usable. And I just don't think that the taxpayers ought to pay a bill that high for something that hopefully would be temporary in nature.
Flores says his staff is in the process of sending letters to the Health and Human Services Department that the Twin Cities are not ready to handle the refugees. A Facebook argument leads to an aggravated assault arrest Tuesday at the Plantation Oaks Apartments on Harvey Road. College Station police say shortly before 2 p.m., witnesses saw 24-year-old Isaiah Hutchinson point a 12-gauge shotgun at an acquaintance of his. Hutchinson told police the argument had started online and that the two had challenged each other to a fight in person. A College Station man is charged with aggravated assault after pulling a knife during an argument Wednesday evening. 36-year-old Darren White was fighting with relatives in the street on banks between University and Lincoln when a female relative intervened. White fled the scene but was found an hour later a block away. College Station has been incorporated for more than 75 years. The city's police department has had one officer for the last 30 years. John Board was honored for his service Wednesday. Board, who is not retiring, is the city's longest tenured sworn officer. Over that time, Board worked for 6 police chiefs and has responded to more than 30,000 calls for service. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious Applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set.
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude!
Maybe take the volleyball game outside the restaurant.
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky Applewood pulled pork, slow cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
Get to Subway for great flavors and great value. Enjoy Genoa salami and spicy pepperoni on our Super Stack $3 6-inch Select, the Spicy Italian. Try it fresh toasted on Italian urban cheese bread for that perfect flavor blend. And barbecue fans, you won't want to miss the barbecue oven roasted chicken melt, now our featured footlong. With Monterey cheddar, tangy pickles, and sweet barbecue sauce, that's a $6 footlong special. Try our featured subs today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, price, and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. Coming up on 812, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. That's anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Sunshine is back in the forecast today, so our temperature's up around 95 degrees. There is about a 30% chance for an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Becoming generally clear overnight, lows near 75. Partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow, the chance for a late-day storm. Very warm tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mostly sunny for Saturday, hot, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go, all you soap opera with swords fans. Emmy nominations came out this morning. Got a bunch of them.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
For Outstanding Drama Series, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Soap Operas with Swords, Mad Men, House of Cards, and kind of a surprise here, and the one I'd like to see win, True Detective.
I don't know if that's really a surprise, though, is it?
Well, it's a surprise that it's in the drama series rather than a miniseries. And you see, what they're saying is that they're going to come back next year, and they're going to have new actors. McConaughey's not going to be on there, and Harrelson's not going to be on there. And it'll be someplace else. But that's why HBO put it in the category of being a series rather than a miniseries, which I think makes it tougher to win. Because, I mean, you're in there against some, like, Breaking Bad, which makes it tough. Bryan Cranston's nominated again. That's probably not too much of a surprise. Jon Hamm, who hadn't won one, has he, for Mad Men?
Not that I... No, I don't
think
so.
Makes you wonder, are they just going to wait till it's over and then they'll give him one? Jeff Daniels in Newsroom, I could never get into that. I watched it a couple of times.
I saw about four or five episodes, and I enjoyed the prospect of it being balanced, but ultimately it just seemed too partisan.
Yeah, it really was. And I forget the guy from College Station who's on Broadway is in that show.
Too. Oh, really?
Yeah, Johnny, I think's his first name. Anyway, House of Cards, Kevin Spacey's nominated. Then Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson both nominated for lead actors. Let's see. Drama series, supporting actors, we don't care about that. How about, comedies? Let me see if I can find, I guess that's going to be like How I Met Your Mother. Is that what that's called? How I Met Your Mother, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The show?
Yeah, that's it, okay. That's probably, I'm trying to find the, I'm scrolling down through this. Ah, comedy series. Big Bang Theory, Louie, Modern Family, Veep, which I like.
Yeah.
I like
Veep. Yeah, that's fun.
It's not family fun, but it's family friendly, but it's okay. Orange is the New Black and Silicon Valley. That's a comedy series.
Silicon Valley was really good.
That was the thing, was based in Texas?
No, that's the Stop and Catch Fire, Catch Fire.
Okay. Stop and Catch Fire, yeah. Okay. Silicon Valley's good, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll go back.
Sort of the startup incubator type thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I may try that. Okay, on your miniseries, American Horror Story, Coven, Fargo, White Queen, Bonnie and Clyde, and Tremi. And
half of those I haven't heard of.
Well, Tremi's been around a while. I'm kind of surprised it was nominated. We know about Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know White Queen at all. Of course, Fargo, I watched one or two of those, and it was okay. But I liked the movie. I don't know about making it into a miniseries, if that's the thing. And let's see. And finally, Outstanding Host for a Reality or Reality Competition Show. The nominees are Jane Lynch for Hollywood Game Night, Anthony Bourdain for The Taste, Cat Deeley, So You Think You Can Dance, Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum for Project Runway, Tom Bergeron Dancing with the Stars, and Betty White for Betty White's Off the Rockers.
I'd vote for Betty White.
I think that's what'll happen. She'll be the favorite, sentimental favorite, so to speak. Okay, U.S. American teenagers spending hours in front of that TV and computer every day, despite advice that kids' screen time should be limited. Yeah, good luck with that. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we call them Buzzkill, trying to tell you they have two new surveys out. Nearly three-quarters of these kids spend at least 2 hours a day watching TV and using a computer. 2 hours? I figured closer to five.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more than that, too.
15% of teens watch 4 or more hours daily, 12% using their computers 4 or more hours a day. The survey didn't ask teens about the use of their smartphones. WebMD says the latest CDC study found that teenagers' weight did, in fact, correlate with their screen time. Only 20% of obese kids were limiting TV and computer to 2 hours a day versus 31% of the normal weight peers. How many kids limit to 2 hours a day? I mean, really?
Really active ones, I guess.
I guess so. It's surprising to me. This isn't smartphones. This is computers and TVs. If you add smartphones into it, then, yeah, I'm sure the numbers are pretty high. Family in Seattle woke up in the middle of the night to a man, quote, loudly reciting scripture, end quote, in their home.
Okay.
Make matters worse, Seattle police say the unidentified man was naked. Woke up the husband, wife, and the two young kiddos during the man's impromptu Bible study. The wife dialed 911. Husband grabbed a baseball bat and chased after the guy. When police arrived, they found him in the street, still reciting verse. They believe that LSD was involved.
At least he's consistent.
How's that?
Just in the home and in the streets.
Well, that's true. Oh, okay,
It wasn't just a show.
No, didn't shuck his duds just to go in the house.
What was it he was reciting on?
I have no idea. That probably could be, that might be interesting to know, especially with the LSD involved. A taxi passenger allegedly tried to rob a gas station while the cab driver was in the bathroom. Tacoma police say 24-year-old passenger Carl Elliker approached a Chevron employee and said he was sorry, but he had to rob the place. He allegedly claimed he had a bomb, then demanded that he be paid in $20 bills. When the clerk told him he didn't have any 20s, he jumped back in the cab. Act like nothing happened. Police from the sheriff's office, or rather officers from the sheriff's office, pulled over the taxi, arrested the would-be robber. For his part, Carl admitted he really didn't have a bomb. But sheriffs did find that he had been arrested in 2009 after being caught with a pipe bomb, which he said he was going to use to blow up a rock quarry with friends. Carl's a real fun guy. And police questioned a Georgia man accused of drinking and driving, and the guy was creative, at least in his excuse. Police responded to the call about a dog being locked in a hot car parked outside a store. So when the officers arrived, they did find a dog, in fact, locked in the vehicle. It is 123 degrees. Now, to make matters worse, police found a can of gas in the car.
Oh,
yeah. The driver, Wesley Terrell, emerged from a store. Police say he did appear to be intoxicated when asked whether he had driven drunk. Nope, dog drove me. The dog drove you, okay. Because he needed to buy some corn. He was arrested and charged with drug.
Poor
driving.
Dog.
Yeah, I think so. Chip Howard, we call him Clip, on Thursdays has animals attack. You know, if you don't get them, they'll get you.
Yeah.
A Ugandan police officer shot a tortoise after being attacked by the aggressive creature. According to the officer, the animal entered his home and attacked him while he was trying to enjoy a cup of tea. Those tortoises. I mean, they come in and they just think they own the place. So he did try to move away from the tortoise, but it apparently continued to come at him and became very aggressive. He tried to fend him off with a plastic chair, and still the tortoise kept coming. Slowly. He said he instinctively drew his firearm and shot it dead.
Oh,
Oh,
local religious group later prayed for the dead tortoise before cremating it.
Flowers can be sent to the address and then returned for turtle soup. Yeah.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
A21, it doesn't surprise me the tortoise lady called almost instantly to come to the defense of the tortoise.
They can be pretty quick.
Said no.
Oh.
Said it was probably an alligator turtle that are aggressive, and this guy was too stupid to know the difference.
And snapping turtles, right?
Yeah. What she said is they'll nudge on you. A tortoise will nudge on you, but they won't necessarily chase you.
Yeah, that's true.
Chase?
As far as I know.
Yeah. Your experience.
In my experience, yeah. Turtles are pretty vicious. Okay.
It's time for the 16th annual BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk. Last year, the BCS Association of Realtors partnered with Payless Shoes to provide over 350 pairs of shoes for underprivileged children in the Brazos Valley and to donate money to local charities. Help them top that this year by joining the BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk on July 19th at Central Park. Sign up today by visiting bcsrealtor.com or calling the Association of Realtors at 846-3751. That's 846-3751.
823 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Alcee Bonds here this morning from the city. Brian, how are you today?
Just fine, Scott. How are you?
Good. What you got for us today?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the City of Bryan's payday lending ordinance that's going into effect on August 1st. And I just wanted to provide some information to the general public about the restrictions on the ordinance for credit access businesses.
Good. Now, also, you'll finish this, and there's a lot to it. Is it in writing someplace that people will be able to see it?
Yes. It's at on our website, www.bryantx.gov.
Okay.
We have a lot of information about the ordinance. We have information about, for the credit access businesses, about how to apply and the checklist, and then just information for the general public.
Okay. So, all right. That said, so you can look at it afterwards. Let's do some highlights.
Okay. So, on the ordinance, the credit access businesses must maintain loan records for 3 years, and the payday loans cannot exceed 20% of the borrower's monthly gross income. On auto title loans, they cannot exceed 3% of the annual income or 70% of the vehicle value. With installment loans, loans may not exceed 4 installments, and 25% of each installment must be repaid, go towards the principal. Single repayment lump sum loans may not be renewed more than 3 times, and proceeds from each refinance must repay at least 25% of the loan. Those are just a summary, and basically the ordinance allows for some restrictions on the payday lending businesses, due to the fact that the payday lending businesses are not regulated like our banking institutions. It's sometimes very difficult for a family or a person who runs into an emergency situation to be able to get an unsecured loan. And for instance, if you had a sick child or you had a your car needs repair.
Some sort of an emergency.
So, people often get a loan and then don't think about, you know, how to repay that loan or you know, what it's going to do to their budget. So there are other financial resources available in our area, in both Bryan and College Station, United Way and Brazos Valley Affordable Housing, Brazos Valley Community Action Agency have partnered up to have a financial center located at the Regional for Center for Regional Services on 29th Street. So people can go there and learn more about how better to budget and also, you know, the effects of a loan that may have a high interest rate.
Mm-hmm. Now, do these businesses who do this, do they have to be registered with the city?
Yes. Our ordinance goes into effect on August 1st. And so all the information that the local credit access businesses need is on our website. The application, the checklist for registration, and obviously a phone number in case they need to ask some questions.
All right. So now if people are in a situation right now, if they are in some sort of a written agreement with a loan, do the new rules go into effect during the life of that loan, or does that loan have to expire and then the new rules go into effect?
The new rules would not affect any current loans that a person or a family might have with a local business.
Okay. And here's the deal, okay? There are a lot of things in life that we don't understand. And if you are in a loan situation like this and you don't understand what you've signed and you need to find a way to get yourself out of it, the resources of the organizations that you mentioned can also help you do that, can they not?
Yes. And that's a very good point. The city also provides a Bank on Brazos Valley program. We have several banks that provide financial coaching, financial literacy, one-on-one. And so you can also go to www.bankonbrazosvalley.com. And there's a lot of resources there for our local banks that do offer unsecured loans and also information about budgeting.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I'm a really big fan of that. That is such a crucial program. And, you know, because banks want you to learn about money. They want you to understand it. Certainly, they'd like to make some money and do some business. But most importantly, they want people who are borrowing money who understand the ramifications of those papers that they sign.
Yes, that's true. And we have a very, very good partnership. We have several of our local banks. They're very active in the Bank on Brazos Valley program. And they really are eager to sit down and talk with people about budgeting, about retirement, about how to meet those emergency needs.
All right, it's good stuff. Thanks, Elsie. Appreciate you coming in. We visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There is good news on jobs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The latest snapshot of the job market suggests things continue to improve. The Labor Department counted 304,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, 11,000 fewer than the previous week. The numbers are better than expected. But things could get ugly on Wall Street this morning. The futures are deeply in the red ahead of the Thursday session. Analysts say investors are reconsidering their initial upbeat reaction to the minutes from the last Federal Reserve Board meeting. And there are worries today about Portuguese banks after one financial institution delayed some debt payments. The retail sector will get some attention from investors today. Costco's same-store sales rose more than expected last month, but Family Dollar Store's quarterly numbers missed forecasts, and Lumber Liquidators issued a profit warning. The Potbelly chain of sandwich shops is warning it expects its second-quarter sales to fall short of forecasts. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension and enough retirement income. Smart retirees are turning to annuities that act like a personal pension for a predictable income stream guaranteed by the insurance companies that issue them. At Annuity National, the customized strategies we design from A-plus rated companies could help you earn up to 8% of your annuity's value each year. That could mean 20 to 40% more income, and you could potentially avoid taxes on that income. With only 1% of agents across the country having access to these strategies, you need to get our free report showing you how you might optimize your retirement income strategies and returns up to 40%. With your free report, you'll also learn the number one mistake retirees make with annuities today, how to avoid annuities with fees of 3 to 8%, how to help protect against inflation and possibly even double or triple your income to help pay for qualifying healthcare expenses. Don't wait. Visit AnnuityNational.com today for your free report or call 800-551-8323 now. That's 800-551-8323. 800-551-8323.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Today, an inside look at who's getting rid of their trusty telephone landlines. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's a smart new technology making homes across the country simpler, smarter, and safer. But until recently, only the most tech-savvy people knew about this groundbreaking security system. That's about to change. Sequoia Capital, the investing firm behind Apple, YouTube, and Google, just announced a huge investment into this game-changing home security system. It's SimpliSafe Home Security. Protecting your home has never been this easy. With SimpliSafe, you get state-of-the-art protection technology, plus 24/7 professional monitoring for only $15 a month. Most places charge three times that. And unlike old alarm companies, SimpliSafe has no contracts, so you're never locked in. I love that SimpliSafe keeps me connected to my home. It's wireless, so you have information right at your fingertips every second of the day. Get this groundbreaking home security system today. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com and save 10% with my exclusive offer. SimpliSafeKim.com. This week, we learned that all across America, the number of people who are getting rid of their standard telephone landline continues to grow. It's now 4 in every 10 who rely on cell phones only. But what's really eye-opening is what we've come to find out about these people. The Centers for Disease Control has been watching the trend for a decade. They found that people without landlines are poorer, many below the poverty line. They're also less likely to get flu shots, more likely to smoke and drink heavily, and less likely to vote. The older a person is, the less likely they are to dump their trusty old reliable landline. I'm often asked if getting rid of wired phones is a good idea. Sure, you can save a few bucks, but remember that a landline shows your exact address if you need to call 911 in an emergency. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. A house fire early this morning on Eagle Avenue across from Creekview Elementary leaves one dead. College Station fire crews responded before 5:30 and had the fire under control shortly after 6. The deceased, whose identity is being withheld until next of kin are notified, was found on the second floor during a search of the home. No other injuries were reported. The cause is unknown but under investigation. For the second consecutive day, traffic on the freeway was at a standstill due to a major crash. Wednesday afternoon, it was in College Station where police found a pickup, SUV, and a semi had collided in the northbound lanes between Fitch and Barron. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a San Antonio man went to the hospital with life-threatening injuries after he was extricated from his vehicle.
As the tractor-trailer was beginning to slow for traffic, the driver of the SUV saw the pickup truck behind them rapidly approaching. They moved quickly to the inside lane, but was not quick enough to avoid totally. There was minimal contact between the truck and the SUV, and the truck impacted at the same time the rear of the SUV and the rear of the tractor-trailer.
Escaping injury were four people from Navasota who were in the SUV and the driver of the semi, who is from Temple. Northbound traffic was diverted for 4 hours. Tuesday, during the afternoon commute, the driver of a lumber truck was hospitalized after he was removed from the cab after striking a tree off the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Some staggering statistics were compiled for a College Station policeman who was recognized Wednesday as the city's longest-serving sworn officer. Before John Board was honored, City Manager Kelly Templin talked about him on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Officer Jay Board, a shout out to him. He has patrolled the streets of College Station for 30 years, and we're going to honor him today, 30 years. He started patrolling the streets when I was a junior at Texas A&M University. Yeah. That's how long ago I was a student at Texas A&M. But
among the more than 30,000 service calls, Board made over 17,000 traffic contacts and has submitted nearly 10,000 incident reports. Board, who has been on the streets for 30 years of the 75 years College Station has been incorporated, is not retiring. A Bryan man is charged with aggravated assault after two witnesses tell College Station police they saw him point a shotgun at an acquaintance Tuesday afternoon around 2. Officers say 24-year-old Isaiah Hutchinson told them he was arguing with the acquaintance on Facebook, eventually challenging each other to a fight. The confrontation took place at an apartment complex on Harvey Road, where a third party called police about the assault. Multiple investigations are expected following the explosion of two oil storage tanks in Robertson County Wednesday.
There's an oil storage tank down Rabe Cutoff Road. There were some workers on site when it exploded. And in the initial explosion, one worker was injured.
Sheriff Gerald Yizik says the victim was flown to Herman Hospital in Houston following a secondary explosion. Yizik says the fires were contained and any spillage inside the berms that surround the tank. Investigators in Spring plan today to charge a man in the shooting deaths of four of his children and two adults in a suburban Houston home. Deputies went to the scene Wednesday night after getting a 911 call from the man's 15-year-old daughter, who was also shot and critically wounded. Authorities say she was able to warn deputies that her father was headed to her grandparents' home to kill them. The father, who was upset about his broken marriage, was taken into custody following a three-hour standoff in his car. Media coverage of illegal immigrant children entering the U.S. has taken away attention of other national and international issues. Congressman Bill Flores says it's another example of how the Obama administration works.
Virtually everything this administration that has touched, from foreign policy to national security to Obamacare to dealing, just transparent government to border security, has just been an abject failure. And so this is what you'd expect. There's no telling what the crisis will be in a couple of weeks from now. It just seems like everything they touch just turns to a pile of crud.
Flores doesn't think refugees will be housed in the Twin Cities, but he's made a formal request to the Health and Human Services Department after local officials asked for assistance. The two U.S. senators from Texas split their votes Wednesday as the full Senate voted 71-26, confirming San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro as HUD secretary. John Cornyn voted yes. Ted Cruz voted no. Castro says he will help responsible Americans to achieve the dream of home ownership.
Throughout my life in public service, I've always been guided by one mission, and that is to help create the opportunity that I experienced in my own life.
The 39-year-old San Antonio native says he'll resign when a successor is named by the city council. Today's University of Texas Board of Regents meeting will not include a recommendation to fire Austin campus president Bill Powers. That's because Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa has accepted Powers' offer to step down next June after 9 years on the job. Only about 750,000 people in Texas have signed up for health insurance through the marketplace. TSN's Melanie Brown reports that a new study reveals that many low-income Texans say they can't afford it.
Vivian Ho, economist at Rice University's Baker Institute, says they interviewed more than 3,000 Texans who remain uninsured to find out why they're delaying. The majority said even though they are eligible for subsidies, the plans are still too expensive.
Part of it could be that these people just are on such tight incomes that they still don't have that type of money that they can spare in their monthly budget. Some may be that they just don't see the value in purchasing health insurance.
Ho says in some of these cases, plans were available for $50 to $100 a month. She believes that in 2016, when the higher penalty kicks in, more people will sign up. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
As we head towards the middle of July, we start to see temperatures getting warmer across the region. There'll be sunshine today. Could see a storm in a few isolated spots by late afternoon. Highs are going to top out at 95. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 75. More sun's in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. There could be an isolated storm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Sun on Saturday, high Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, that's that. What'd you say? 81 already?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm really happy about that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What do you do during the day that doesn't involve air conditioning?
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Phenomena.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomena.
Mashable has put together their top 12 Facebook bad habits to avoid.
Okay. So, let me get some pen and notepaper.
Yeah, you ready? Here we go. Looking at messages and posts about your ex. Though it might be tempting to remember all those good times, it's just going to bring back discomfort. On that note, don't stalk your ex's new significant other. That will work well. Counting the number of birthday messages on your timeline. Just because you got fewer than you expected does not mean you're no longer a popular person. Reading your old statuses. It's only going to make you cringe when you remember how you used that phrase about that, whatever it happened to be way back then.
I sort of enjoy going back and seeing what I said on this date in history.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Going through your old tagged photos of yourself.
Yeah. I do that sometimes.
We've already established that people are self-absorbed on Facebook.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Okay. Try not to look at photos of everybody hanging out without you. Not a good thing. Posting at inappropriate times. Think about that. Sending friend requests to people that you barely know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Posting bad photos of friends.
All my friends only take bad photos.
I know a few
girls in our circle who will say, don't post that picture.
Posting sad statuses as a cry for attention.
Right, well, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. You guys, really, sounds like that must happen a lot. This is anecdotal, but I'm betting that probably is widespread.
Really struggling today, ..
Yeah. Tagging someone you haven't talked to in years. An easy fix. Just hit the edit button.
I don't do that. That's weird.
Posting a passive-aggressive or frustrated status.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You only regret it later. The editors say, in fact, just delete Facebook. Just delete it.
There you go.
Just get rid of it.
I just don't know. I'm not part of it, but I thought you guys would probably enjoy that. And some ways you might be able to relate.
I like going back and looking at my comments on photos. And then sometimes I'll make myself chuckle.
I'm a pretty funny guy.
Sometimes I just make myself laugh. I like the idea of going back and looking at what you were doing a year ago. I could see that,
Give yourself a little historical perspective.
Sure, that would be something that would be kind of new and different and kind of fun.
I sort of feel like I've got Stockholm Syndrome with Facebook.
Go ahead.
That's it.
No. National Geographic has picked up a fourth season of the tuna fisherman reality show Wicked Tuna.
Okay. That's actually a really good show.
Why?
I just enjoy it.
Now, how many
tuna are huge fish.
How many have you seen?
Probably 10.
Okay.
Is it all that much different than Deadliest Catch?
No, not really. And it's a little hokier. I mean, it's just guys going out on tuna
boats.
Wicked
tuna.
Yeah.
Have they found one named Charlie?
Hey, I'm fishing here.
Have they found one named Charlie?
No.
Okay.
Huge fish. Massive amounts of money if they can catch one.
Yeah, they can be big. That's very true.
$6,000 to $8,000.
Wow. If you ever wanted to have a little slice of Italy, an entire alpine village up for sale on eBay.
Yeah.
And it could still be yours. The auction ended without a buyer. The town is called Borgata Calzazio, just a few ski runs away from Turin. It did have a buy-it-now price of $333,057.
Wow.
That's not much.
That's not much money. There must be something wrong. They must have, like, a sewage plant.
No, that's very true. There's oftentimes comparisons of properties in downtown Manhattan and castles in France.
Really?
Yeah.
They said it's a fixer-upper. Well, see, they could have some problems. The National Union of Mountain Communities, which is assessing the town's few remaining inhabitants in the sale, says that any buyer would have to restore the stone and wood homes under a master plan provided by the organization.
Oh, I see.
See?
They got rules.
Yeah. They got like an HOA just for you. It's your HOA, and they've got the rules. So how good could that be?
So you buy it, and then you have to put more money into it.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. North Carolina investigators searching for an armed man whose wig disguise fell off as he was robbing the credit union.
Oopsie.
Yeah. It says here he was last seen on a bicycle behind the building, so maybe they haven't gotten him yet.
On a bicycle?
Yeah. Are you still looking for him? Because I'm betting he probably has put the wig back on or done something different with his appearance. Probably doesn't look like that anymore. Colin Kaepernick, you know who he is. He's that San Francisco 49ers quarterback. Knows that money is the root of all evil. TMZ reports photos of his latest ink shows a hand holding a snake surrounded by lots of cash. So there you go. He just signed a $126 million contract.
He came into a lot of, I know a lot of people were kind of hating him on for having a lot of, because normally when you think of a quarterback, you don't think of a guy that's all tatted up or anything. But, I mean, doesn't matter either way if he can win.
You know, look, things have changed so much. I guess I'm not going to say I've stopped being surprised, but now when I see people of a certain age, it doesn't shock me necessarily that they have ink, you know, really no matter what their standing in life is, what their station in life is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I see older people that are pretty inked up, I kind of wonder about that a little bit because, you know, if you have to stretch the skin to be able to see the picture.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCSChocolateGallery.com.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride aims to make local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite wedding rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride help bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting. Email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has five locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today, and your body will thank you later.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for five straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Darlings, dust off your dancing shoes and little black dress for an evening of glamour with the Chamber of Commerce. Dinner, entertainment, and shopping will highlight our Dinner at Tiffany's event. Join us for an elegant affair just for the girls, July 18th at the Hilton College Station from 6:30 to 11. It's open to all ladies. For more information or to reserve your table, visit bcschamber.org or call 979-260-5200. Ladies' Night is presented by the Chamber of Commerce, Capital Farm Credit, and Chrome, a salon experience.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till. All right, this got an inflammatory headline, but the essence of the story is pretty interesting. You may think learning the angles from the pundits on Fox News or MSNBC make you smarter, but in reality, it makes you less informed. At least that's the conclusion coming from the latest Public Mind survey out of Fairleigh Dickinson University. After seeing what news sources over the thousand individuals utilized in the past week, researchers asked them questions relating to current events both in U.S. America and abroad. The results showed a dramatic difference in people's knowledge of current events based on their primary source of news. Researchers discovered that people who said they consumed no news over the past week fared better on the questionnaire than people than people who said they were using Fox News to find out about it.
Okay. What?
That's the inflammatory side here.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Both, this is the part I felt was interesting. Both on domestic and international questions, those who listened to NPR, watched The Daily Show, listened to talk radio, and watched the Sunday morning news shows were the most informed. Now, I don't know if that's in order or not, but obviously we like the talk radio thing.
Yeah.
And Daily Show is okay.
It can be. He can be very, he can be even-handed when he chooses to take the clown nose off.
Exactly. When he chooses to be balanced, he can zing either side with equal fervor.
Which makes me even more upset that he doesn't.
Yeah, it's...
Because he's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy, but you have to understand liberals, and he is. I mean, he is. They just, their hearts bleed, and so as a result, they want to go after that.
Well, Stephen Colbert kind of not the... I guess equality of him, because Colbert's more of the conservative side, right?
It will be, yes. It'll be interesting. I mean, sometimes it's a faux conservative, but it'll be interesting to see what he's like when he takes over David Letterman's time slot. Because if you've seen a few situations of him out of character, he's much different. And I forget who he was. Who he was talking to, but they caught him in the green room of his show talking about stuff, and he seemed like a much more regular guy. So, and I'm guessing that kind of regular guy may have a chance to come out when he takes over Letterman's slot. So we'll see what happens. But both of them are very well-written shows. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Okay, we all have or know somebody who has a lost phone story. This one is going to be tough to top. American farmer lost his smartphone. It has made it back to Oklahoma after an 8-month journey that included a stop in Japan. Kevin Whitney said that his iPhone fell out of his shirt pocket in October while he was unloading grain in a big silo. 53 years old, figured that puppy's lost, so he went and purchased another one the next day. His old phone was on the move, though. It first traveled to another grain facility in Oklahoma, before making its way down the Arkansas and Mississippi rivers to a depot in Louisiana. From there, the grain was loaded onto ships bound for another port that was in Japan. In late May, Whitney received a phone call from Eric Slater, who manages the terminal in Louisiana. He said a guy at a feed mill in Japan had found his phone and sent it back. He was able to find Whitney's information after charging up the phone. The phone works fine.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Not a bad story at all.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with new U dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, new U dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Lair with Harvey Washbangers. Summertime, vacation time, a great time until you have to come home with all those dirty clothes. Don't unpack those suitcases into piles of laundry everywhere. Bring them to Harvey Washbangers. Load them into as many machines as you want. We have 80.
Then go up front and relax. We've got great food, a wonderful selection of chilled Texas craft beers, and more. Whether it's just lots of clothes, bedrolls, it really doesn't matter. We've got different size machines for almost anything, and our friendly attendants can help show you how everything works. You could even go one step further and just drop it off. Let us take care of everything. There's a lot of reasons we do more drop-off laundry than anyone else around. We were even featured last month in American Coin Op magazine. That's the premier national publication for the laundromat industry. One of the things I hear all the time is, gee, wish we had something like this where I live. There's lots of reasons it's great to live in the Brazos Valley, but one of them is you have Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station, one of America's most unique businesses.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Mr. Downs is not here again today.
What?
Busy, busy, busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll be in later, but we don't have an opportunity to do the donut story. Tomorrow's Friday. It's donut day. Maybe he'll be in then and we can do it. But in the meantime, we'll see. A woman from DeKalb County, Alabama. I thought that was in Georgia. Well, anyway. Allegedly rode a stolen horse to rob a store. 45-year-old woman named Christine Sanders, currently facing alcohol-related charges, tied her horse up outside of Walmart.
Well, you said the horse was stolen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it wasn't her horse.
No.
Okay.
But she rode it to Walmart and apparently had a plastic bag with a couple of Miller Lights in it.
Yeah, buddy.
Wrapped around the saddle horn. She went in to do her business and come back out to the horse. The owner of the horse said he wasn't going to press charges, though.
Oh, well.
Apparently she's done that before.
Well, maybe she, you know, treated the horse well.
Could be.
Kind of a horse whisperer.
Let's hear it for Tony McGuire.
You're here.
Yeah.
Here.
Up in Oregon. Impersonated a sheriff's deputy and pulled over a motorcyclist. That is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
But actually, he did it while he was taking a test drive in an SUV. Two employees from the car lot are along with him during the test drive. They sensed that something was not quite right about the deputy, so they called the real deputies who got him.
I really wish they had that little dash camera like Jeff Gordon had.
That'd have been gold. Yeah. That would have been gold. So, I don't know. Scientists say they have found the on-off switch in your consciousness deep inside your brain. In a study published last week, researchers at George Washington University described how they managed to switch a woman's consciousness off and on by stimulating her clastrum. That's the thin sheet of neurons that's attached to the underside of your neocortex located in the center of your brain.
Of course.
We knew it all along.
Right, first place right where I left it.
Yeah, exactly. Where is that switch? Although only tested on one person, this woman being treated for epilepsy. NewScientist.com